Before the episode begins, we'd like to tell you about Impulse, meeting health pioneers. Impulse is the podcast where you will discover the latest advances in the medical field through conversations with the brightest minds changing how care is delivered. From the rehabilitation of paraplegics having lost the ability to walk, to revolutionary contraception methods for men, the podcast covers current and future wonders of medicine that are or will be transforming healthcare. Your host, Mathieu Chaffard, eagerly awaits you, so don't hesitate and go listen to fascinating episodes about medical advancements. You are listening to Science for Care Season 2. I'm Anka Petra, and this show unveils the stories behind some of the most important scientific and medical breakthroughs of our time. Episode 8, Biomimicry, when healthcare plays copycat with nature. In the great labyrinth of scientific problem solving and human creativity, we often miss the elephant in the room, biomimicry. Now that's a word that could help you win Scrabble. In essence, biomimicry involves peeking over Mother Nature's shoulder, copying her time-tested strategies developed through 3.8 billion years of R&D and applying them to our human conundrums. It's our license to make choices that have received nature's seal of approval in the pursuit of a sustainable future. In today's episode, you will realize that sometimes the answer to healthcare's most challenging problems might well be just in front of your eyes. Biomimicry is hardly a new concept. From the Wright brothers observing pigeons to fashion the first flight, to the ancient Greeks studying birds to inform their understanding of human anatomy, nature has always been our unwitting tutor. However, it wasn't until the 1950s when Otto Schmidt, an American academic, casually coined biomimetics while developing a device to mimic the electrical properties of squid nerve fibers. A few decades later, biologist and writer Janine Benyus popularized the concept in her seminal 1997 book, Biomimicry: Innovation Inspired by Nature, turning biomimicry into the multidisciplinary field we know today. In today's episode, we will hear from Thomas Pebern, program head at Cebios, a leading research center in biomimicry.
What has changed dramatically in the last 20 years is that we started to consider biomimicry as a methodology, so like as a standardized approach to solve problems. So going away from, you know, Leonardo da Vinci, who was making flying engine inspired by bat wings, so it was like really individual punctual ideas into a method that would sort of repeatedly solve problems by finding ideas into nature.
Biomimicry's debut in healthcare has been nothing short of spectacular. By stealing a glance into nature's playbook, we've engineered solutions that tackle age-old medical challenges from regeneration to remediation.
Let me tell you about someone that loves to take blood out of people, but that you don't feel it, and this is the mosquitoes. And you probably have never felt the bite of the mosquito. Usually we realize we've been bitten because of the itch afterwards, but the bite itself, or like when the needle of the insect pierces through the skin, is really, really completely painless. And this is something that is quite interesting in terms of biomimicry, because when you look into the needle of a mosquito, actually, it's not called a needle, it's called a proboscis. It means its mouth part. It is actually composed of not less than 7 parts. There is one which is a protection sheath. There are 2 that are anchoring into the skin to stabilize the needle. There are 2 that are little saws that will actually saw through the skin so that the 2 last one can insert. One is a tube that can suck up the blood, and one is tube that is going in that can inject saliva that prevent the clogging of the wound. And this is a very, very high-tech, if you look at it, very high-tech needle, which enables a completely painless injection. And so there is now research and prototyping on, for example, biopsy needles that would mimic some of the elements of the mosquito mouth part.
Another example is that of the lungworm, a sandworm found on beaches in France and Britain. This creature's unique hemoglobin is capable of carrying 40 times more oxygen than human hemoglobin. And as it isn't transported via red blood cells, it lacks the markers that can cause transfusion rejection, making it universally usable for medical purposes. This feature is particularly beneficial for organ transplant conservation, where the lungworm's hemoglobin can help preserve and oxygenate the organ for days rather than mere hours, creating a potential revolution in a field that has seen little innovation recently. And talking about organ rejection and biocompatibility, there are a couple of things we could learn from spiders. You probably already know that the spider silk is one of the most resistant materials on Earth. But it also has another incredible property. It is extremely biocompatible, meaning that it will not get rejected by the body if it's implanted. Imagine covering implants in a silky spider cloak, making them invisible to the immune system and reducing rejection risks. That's not science fiction, it's science fact. And it's in clinical trials right now.
Another application of spider silk in surgical procedure is plastic surgery. It turns out to be like a suture thread that doesn't create scarring. So when you're dealing with very specific procedures in plastic surgery, then having no scar is an important fact. And some surgeons are using actually spider silk or artificially produced spider silk to do those procedures. So that would be also an interesting example.
This unique approach can be applied to virtually any topic, from aerospace to cybersecurity, making it incredibly versatile. However, translating a technical problem into a nature-inspired solution is not a simple task. It requires a specific process and methodology.
Currently, something that is important to understand in terms of the advances of this field is that we're dealing with disruptive innovations. Like every example that I gave you earlier is not a quick fix. Like this is really hard to reproduce something that we find in nature. So it's always like kind of long and fascinating innovation processes, but that are kind of long-term. And so the challenge is always the common culprit is time and funding. Because we need sort of companies that are interested in this really incredibly powerful solution that we design based on nature, when the funding to develop them and the time and allowing the time to develop that.
If history is any indicator, biomimicry will continue to play a crucial role in healthcare innovation. It's a story of human ingenuity, finding kinship in the genius of nature. The invaluable lessons we've gleaned from the biosphere underline how intertwined our health and the health of the planet truly are. This is the concept of One Health. Humans, animals, and their environment are closely linked and codependent. As we tread further into the 21st century, let's remember that the answers to our most pressing healthcare challenges might just lie within nature's wisdom, patiently waiting to be discovered. And as we lean on biomimicry to develop new solutions for patients, let's also ponder how we can give back to the natural world that has so generously shared her secrets with us. After all, isn't imitation the sincerest form of flattery? Mother Nature, consider yourself truly flattered. Science for Care is a podcast by Health Tech for Care, a nonprofit organization designed to support and promote access to care for all. If you enjoy our show, please mention it to your friends, family, and coworkers, and leave ratings and reviews on your favorite listening platform. And don't forget to listen to Season 1 for more incredible scientific breakthroughs.